by now you should be well on the way to organizing when you're going to be practicing, okay? And this is the work that everybody's always like, can I practice away from the kit? And I'm, yeah, you can practice away from the kit. There's a lot of ways, and I'll talk about those here in future videos. But the biggest way you can practice away from the kit is just making sure you're organized, like making sure you actually show up, you know? And they're like, oh, that's not practice. No, that's a big part of practice. That's a big part of practice is showing up. So be sure you're setting those goals. Be sure you're getting involved in the community. You're asking questions because I'm reading all of them. Now, this video it's one of my favorites in this part of the course, and it's talking about eliminating practice killers. You've heard me allude to them enough. What is a practice killer? It is exactly what it sounds like. It's anything that kills your practice time. Now, practice killers can take many shapes and forms. A practice killer can be maybe a boss that doesn't respect your boundaries because you haven't set them up. It could maybe be a spouse that you haven't communicated the importance of your practice time enough to them so they don't understand how it benefits your relationship with them, and this helps you. And we'll talk about that in the bonus video that's included with this. A practice killer can be a bad attitude. You know, maybe you need an attitude adjustment, right? Maybe you need a checkup from the neck up. And trust me, I've had to do plenty of those to myself in the past. And so this mic is kind of bugging me. So don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to address these killers because they are going to be a big part of your development, and a big part of your development will be getting rid of them. Okay. Now, the cool thing about the way we set up the goal, not the goals, the way we set up the schedule and your calendar, is it automatically helps you look at a lot of the practice killers. So it's like this practice killer, you know, alarm. It lets you know. It's a detector. It detects them, and it's like, hey, this is the issue because you colored it this awful color that you said you hated because that's what the days you couldn't practice, or that's the days some of your practice time got taken away. So you're able to look at that and go, what was the reason? The reason. So you're automatically generating what is your practice killer because you have a history. So the longer you can schedule your practice times out, the better. So you have this history of like, man, that is an issue every Tuesday. Or, you know, every Tuesday, you know, my roommate does this, or this happens, or, you know, those inconsistent things, cars break down, those kind of things. Those are all, life happens, and you have to learn. Part of this course is also teaching you how to be very content with where your playing is, with the progress you're making in your practice time. So it's a real almost emotional checkup. So you're just learning to be very content with where you are and striving to be better, but not being worried because you're not getting as good as you feel you should at the rate you should, because we make that pace up. That whole pace is made up in our mind, and you should know that. So this is going to help you look at those killers and eliminate those killers. Attitude is a huge practice killer, probably one of my biggest practice killers. So this is going to help you look at what happened that day. Did you have a fight with someone? Did you have a bad day at work? Maybe you just looked on social media and started comparing yourself to others, okay? That can be a practice killer because it can really affect your attitude. And so going, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't look at my Instagram feed and see all these awesome players because I'm not using it as motivation. I'm actually using it as, like, I'm downing myself because I'm not where I feel I should be. And so be honest with yourself, and that way you'll be able to eliminate those practice killers. If this family and spouse, let me just say this to those of you that are married, if family and spouse is turning out to be your number one practice killer, please watch the bonus video that I have included here about communicating with your significant others. That can be kids, spouses, roommates. You need to communicate with them because often the problems come not because they want to be a problem with you. I don't know really any spouse that just wants to consistently aggravate, unless there's a real problem, wants to aggravate their significant other. I don't know of any roommate that really wants to aggravate their roommate constantly. I don't know of a kid that wants to aggravate their parent. They usually want to please them. And so you need to approach this from understanding, like, they're not setting out to aggravate me, but they are aggravating me. And maybe that's a me issue. Maybe I haven't communicated things to them properly, so please watch that video. It's going to help you learn how to deal with that. I've talked to so many students and members of my website over the years where we're talking about, like, okay, Have you sat down and communicated? Well, here's maybe how she'll be more receptive. Let's talk about that, how he'll be more receptive. Here's maybe where your kids will understand that. Are they getting enough time? We're able to look at those and not just kill that practice killer, but it has, remember that practice ripple effect? Yeah, this is that. So this makes you address other areas of your life and go, you know what? Like, I'm not giving him enough attention. I'm not, you know, that maybe it's your dog. Who cares? Maybe the dog's not getting enough attention. They need attention and love too. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it lets you look at those relationships. And now all of a sudden, not just your practice time has gotten better and you're consistently hitting your practice time and you're happy. All of a sudden, this other relationship that you completely didn't expect to get better has gotten better because your practice time being consistent and scheduled, those practice skills all of a sudden made you aware of something. So just know that the ripple effects will go huge, okay? This allows you to troubleshoot your practice killers. Your schedule allows you to attack them, and it allows you to fix them. So the next time you go, if you're still having that problem a month later, whenever you've done another schedule, you have a problem, and you didn't eliminate it. So you need to attack that one again. You need to come at it from a different angle and keep going until you eliminate that practice killer. Keep rearranging things. This doesn't happen overnight. You're going to want it to happen overnight, and it doesn't. Okay, it's going to be a step-by-step process, and sometimes it takes years, and it gets better as you're going, but 2 years from now, you may go, you know what, like, this is still an issue, like, this is still a scheduling conflict, and I'm still trying to get rid of it. I've had things that I've worked for years on trying to schedule in with maybe my family, or trying to schedule in with Kelly and I. We're real big on two things, and that is spending time with each other. I hang out with her like probably way too much. And then also family time. So we're real big about that. And so there's been things that we've set in course that happens over years where finally I freed up two nights a week because I had these obligations and it was a goal. And so you need to set aside, you need to set about it with that, because you need to think of every killer as, like, think of your practice time as this, like, ongoing war to get better, all right? And so what you're looking at is all the practice killers, they're individual battles. And winning that one battle, it's not going to win the war, but every battle you win brings you closer to winning that war. So that example's been used time and time again, but it works. You don't win a war by winning this big battle. There's turning points, but it's bam. Bam, it's that steady, consistent, winning each battle every day. So don't get discouraged. This is bigger than just finding the right stuff to work on in your learning time. This is such a bigger deal than that. If you don't get your scheduling right, nothing else is going to go right, okay? And I promise every video is not going to be me sitting here in front of you, but a lot of this stuff is conceptual stuff. And you'll find that if you'll take the time and download this audio and listen to it while you're working out, or listen to it while you're at work, or while you're driving, or reading this stuff before you go to bed, get it in your mind, get it in your heart, and you're going to start to make some of these things habits, and then you don't have to think about them anymore, and then your practice time is just awesome. And the reason is because you put in this kind of work. This is the kind of work you can do away from the drum set, okay? My question for you with this is, what is your biggest practice killer right now? One you can think of just off the top of your head. Put that in the comment section below. I'm reading all the comments. I love them. I love seeing you guys interact. So put that below. What is your biggest practice killer right now? Or what is your top three practice killers? And if you don't have any practice killers, if you're like, Stephen, I actually don't even have a schedule right now. I'm really trying to get that together. Great. Your biggest practice killer is you don't have a schedule. Like, that's a big killer. If motivation is your practice killer, put that down there. And sometimes maybe you need to get different resources. If motivation is the thing, maybe that, you know, I'm actually pretty depressed. Maybe you need to go see a counselor. Maybe that shows you a bigger issue, and that ripple effect is actually like, my life kind of got better because my practice time was consistently ruined by me not being motivated. I figured out I was depressed. Like, you think like, Stephen, it's not. Like, I figured out issues in my life because they related to my practice time, and my practice time was so personal to me that it really made me address it and go, you know, that really is not just a problem in practice. That's actually just like a problem with a capital P. It's an issue. And it made me confront it and deal with it. So put that down in the comments. If you don't have a practice killer, you can't think of one, you're like, hey, everything's great, scheduling's going great, I'm not interrupted at all, then just say, hey, Stephen, I'm here. Just wanted to say, hey, that's great. I love hearing from you. All right, we're going to be talking about in the next videos about how we're going to be able to communicate this with our significant others about how we're going to be able to set goals. We're going to have that goal generator. I'm going to explain how that goes. So don't get discouraged. This is just the first step. We're in just the baby steps. All right. We'll see you in the next video.